Some hold the belief that there's an imbalance in pay in the workplace between men and women. According to a study my next guest is here to share, the results of that imbalance may be taking place long before entering the workplace. Would you believe that when it comes to allowances, that boys are being paid more than girls? If you're a parent, you might not even be aware you're doing this, but there is a way to find out. Let's find out more about all this from the founder and CEO of Busy Kid, Greg Mercet. Thanks for being here today, Greg.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, of course, website, busykid.com. This all revolves around a whole program that we're going to get into the mechanics of shortly. But as far as the statistics of the matter, as I said, boys are getting paid more than girls by the parents, willingly and freely, or so we think. How big is the imbalance?
Well, you know, I was actually very surprised, frankly, because two reasons. Number one, around our house, I've got two girls and four boys, and very much even Steven is the way we do it. If something needs to get done, I don't care who does it, and they get paid the same. So that was kind of surprising to me based upon that. And then also just the fact that, you know, our system is very much sex agnostic. Like, we pitch or suggest chores to families, but we only do it on the basis of age, so that the chores are age appropriate, not so much on sex. So it was very surprising. It was really almost like 2-1. The boys got paid more than the girls. So it's a huge gap. And I think this really sets the table for a good conversation within the household to discuss this kind of stuff and really open up that whole financial world to your family. So this is a great jumping off point. And really, you know what? I think parents are struggling more and more with this these days because money is invisible to kids anymore. They don't see it. Like, we don't take it out of our pockets or our purses anymore. It's invisible. So we have to really change the way we talk about this stuff and the way we teach it.
Yeah, really, if not using Busy Kid, the parents are dealing out gift cards or replenishable debit cards, whatever the case may be. The stats, by the way, came off of the Busy Kid program that you were able to basically see people who are using Busy Kid, how they're doling out the dollars. Was this imbalance because the boys are given the quote-unquote manual labor more so than the girls?
It's funny that you say that. I think you nailed it. We did see that boys are being assigned more of, I guess, what you could call the strenuous chores, you know, like mowing the grass, doing the gardening work, washing the car, those kind of things. And, you know, those kind of things just, you know, take more time and effort typically, right? And so it makes sense that those kinds of things would have a little higher pay rate as opposed to maybe something different, like inside, like vacuuming the family room or whatever, right? So we did see that. We did see that that is kind of the trend, that boys get a little bit more strenuous chores. The other thing that we saw, which I thought was pretty interesting, is that the boys in our system were making more for chores kind of related to personal hygiene. And I know that sounds funny, but like showering and brushing and flossing your teeth, stuff like that, boys were actually getting paid for that stuff. And girls, you know, they just didn't really have those kinds of chores assigned to them. And you know what? Raising both, I get it. I totally get it. I feel like we were harassing our boys all the time to do just that. Go brush your teeth. Go get a shower. Boy, with the girls, you never have to say any of that. They just seem to take care of that, and that's just kind of their nature.
I mean, there is some good news, too, even though with the imbalance, according to the stats off of Busy Kid, both genders saved pretty much the same. And when it came time to make donation to a charity or something they showed a concern about, the girls actually were a little more generous on that side of the fence. But the boys were the bigger spenders, not by much, but the boys would spend more than the girls. But, you know, obviously, again, they were getting more, they were going to be spending more. Is that going to make sense then, too?
Yeah, and you know what? This all goes to a bigger kind of set of philosophy. And that philosophy, of course, is Busy Kids philosophy of kind of this financial management in a balanced way. So literally kind of maybe getting into a little bit of the mechanics, if you don't mind,
sure,
real quick.
Sure, absolutely.
Parents assign chores to their kids. They do those chores. And then on a Thursday, our system will send out a text message to a parent that says, hey, Johnny earned $20 this week. Do you want to pay him yes or no? And all a parent has to do is reply yes to that text message. And that initiates a transfer from mom and dad's, you know, bank account or credit debit card and pulls that money into our system and allocates it into those three big buckets you were just talking about, saving, sharing, and spending. And so that's a very balanced approach to financial management. And that's actually what all of us do as adults, even if we don't kind of think of it that way. That's what we do. We go to work, we earn some money, we save some in our 401k or whatever. We share some with church or charity, whatever we care about, and then we spend the rest. Like, so that's exactly what we are doing in reality. And so that's what this, you know, program really teaches kids, is you don't just earn money and blow it all. You earn money and you save, share, and spend. So it really drives that home. And boys, you know, share a little less than girls, etc. But the point is, we're learning a balanced approach.
Dr. Greg Brissett, who is the founder and CEO of Busy Kid, busykid.com is the website. Find out more about how you can include this in your parenting portfolio, as we like to say, and listening to Issues and Ideas. So give us the starting point. So a parent after the heroes goes over to busykid.com. How do they set things up?
How does it work? Yeah, so it's really fairly easy. What you do is you put in the age of your kid, and we're going to pitch you chores based upon the kid's age. You're going to essentially say, yeah, I want this one, I want this one, I don't want this one. And you essentially give them chores to do. And then they go about doing those, and then the payday happens like I just described it. I literally call Busy Kid your kid's first job with direct deposit.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is, right? They're doing work, and then they're going to get paid. We're going to split it up in the buckets automatically for them. And then now, once that money's there in those three buckets, they get to make some financial decisions. So in the save bucket, we have a partnership with a company called Stockpile, where literally kids can go in and buy fractional shares of stock. Like, that is such a big deal. Like, if kids can start learning those kinds of basic fundamentals about stocks and the equity market and et cetera, all that stuff, dividends, all that stuff at an early age, imagine the impact that has on that kid's financial future.
Well, especially since over the years, I've talked with so many financial experts that bemoan how this whole process of learning is absent from the school systems, even into high school and college, that when people, you know, kids are graduating high school and college, they're still, for the most part, financially illiterate.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're dead on. It's like the one thing we should teach in school, but we don't. So this is why parents really have to just say, all right, I'm taking this ball and I'm running with it. And so they have the ability to do that in the save area, literally buying fractional shares of stock. It's an amazing thing to me. I mean, a kid can't save up for a share of Amazon. It's $1,000. So, you know, if they can learn on a $25 or $50 or $75 investment in a stock, that is just huge. That's a super big impact. In the share bucket, they get to decide, what charities do I care about? What are they doing? What are they accomplishing? Why would I give them money, et cetera, right? Boom, that's the share area. And then lastly, spend. Of course, this is our most popular area, right? We all like to spend more money than we do anything else with it. But they get to essentially get their own reloadable debit card, tap on a button that says transfer money to my card, and put in the amount. And once again, text message goes to mom or dad that says, Johnny wants $25 on his card. Are you okay with that? Yes or no? Parent just says yes. Boom. The money goes instantaneously on the card. The kid starts making decisions and swiping his own card and typing in his own numbers on Amazon. so that he can buy stuff and learn that whole invisible money thing. Like, that's how you learn, is by doing it. And that's what we're hoping to facilitate.
I keep thinking about that idea of the kids investing in stocks. Now, so I guess now, instead of the parent walking to the room wondering if they're watching MTV, they'll walk in the room seeing whether they're watching CNBC or the Fox Business Network.
There you go. I always say, instead of your kids just plopping on the couch and watching Netflix for hours on end, how about having them buy some shares of Netflix and watching what the Netflix stocks are doing?
When you came up with this whole idea, how fast has it grown?
So we're adding literally hundreds of families a day. We are really wanting to be that tool that parents go to, because what you mentioned is really important. This is something that's not being taught in schools for the most part. If they are teaching anything, they're teaching economics. And economics is not something you teach unless you have a personal finance kind of base to all that. Who wants to learn about supply and demand when you don't even know how a transaction happens at the Walmart checkout? Like, you got to know that stuff first, right? And so there's a vacuum there that's just not happening for kids, and parents need to really recognize that that's the case and really go for it and teach their kids these valuable principles. I always say, if you can get your kid to learn work ethic and then money smarts, and you put those two things together, you really have a great chance of that kid reaching their potential. Awesome. And becoming a really independent person and getting out of your house and never coming back.
Yeah.
Unless they want to visit once in a while.
And just the idea, too, of just having them understand the more and the harder I work, the more I'm going to earn and the more I'll be able to do with my life. What's more valuable of a lesson than that?
Yeah, it's big time. And if you look at the statistics for our study as well, that the bonus feature in our app is super popular. And what that does is literally gives a parent the ability to just go in, select a kid, tap on a button that says send bonus, and put in an amount, and boom, the money goes, once again, splits up in the buckets. But that ability to bonus your kid is really powerful, and it really spurs the entrepreneurial spirit within a kid. Because once they start learning working hard makes them money, all of a sudden they're looking for stuff. Like, hey, boy, Dad, your car is just a disaster. How about I wash that this afternoon? Great, I'm in. I'll give you $8, or I'll give you 7 or 12 or whatever, and then all I have to do is reach in my pocket and send a bonus. I love it, right? Because none of us have cash anymore. And, you know, if you do that kind of old school, you got to go to the bank, you got to get a 20, and then you don't want to give them $20 to wash your car, so you got to go break it. It's just a total pain in the neck. This makes it easy.
So parents, what are you waiting for other than the show to end to go over to busykid.com and incorporate this into your family situation? These are just some of the benefits, and when you get into it, your own personal experience too, you're going to find a whole lot more. But just the bottom line foundation: financial responsibility and work ethics taught as early as possible makes a successful life even more possible than any other way that you could possibly hope for or even try to think of. BusyKid.com, that's your starting point. Find out all about it, get in on it, and make it a part of your parenting activity. We've been talking with the founder and CEO of BusyKid, Greg Mercet. Greg, thanks so much for just what you've brought to the family structure and to help parents realize that they can build a financially secure situation for their kids through knowledge and awareness and education. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chris.